The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
We are continuing to the final pasuk of David Hashem Oyri. Kaveh el Hashem. Chazak v'ameiz libecha v'kaveh el Hashem. That sums up everything. That sums up the life of a Jew. Kaveh el Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. Turn to Hashem for every need. Hashem is there. He's the closest one to you. He's the one who cares about you more than anybody else. You put so much energy in so many things in life. Wasted energy. Not enough in Kaveh el Hashem. Kaveh el Hashem. Hashem is the Midas HaRachamim. Even if you're going through dinim in hard times, Kaveh el Hashem, turn to Hashem. I saw in a safe, I don't remember which one. It's an interesting thing. The Lashon of Tikva and Kaveh, the Shoresh of it is Kuv Vav. Kuv Vav is a Kav, it's a line, a straight line. Which means that there's a straight line of Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could go to ask Ploini and Almoini, all different other people to help you out and protect his and whatever else you want. That's all not direct, because at most they're a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and at least they're not a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it won't work out anyway. You have to do the right status. But what we're saying over here is that the Ikir status and everything in life, and the way to have a wonderful, peaceful life, happy life, Kaveh el Hashem, always recognizing there's only one that I can rely on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's straight line between me and him. We're so close. May not be always apparent, and that's why we have to work on it. When one works on it, and Echanami, it comes the most apparent. He realizes that he's with Hashem, Hashem is with him. The famous Maisa of Reb Zusha. Somebody thinks he's having a hard time, says the Rebbe, told him, go to see Reb Zusha. You'll see how you could have a good time. We went to Reb Zusha, and he finds him. He's living in a, not even a regular apartment, underground, in a maltef, in horrible conditions. And he's wondering, how's this guy going to help me out? He doesn't look like he's managing himself. And he starts telling over all his
Kol HaLashon,
how hard it is and financial problems this guy sent to Reb Zusha. Reb Zusha looks at him and says, I tell you the truth, I can't help you. By me, Baruch Hashem, I have everything. I'm not lacking anything. I'm so happy with my life and everything Hashem gives me. And then suddenly he realized that that's really the message that he was supposed to get. So many times in life we think, I need this. I have to have this. The only way I can continue living is with this thing and the other thing. And if we'd replace that with Kaveh el Hashem, many, many times, the thing that we think we must have, we cannot live without, we can live without. And just Hashem is waiting for us to wake up and realize, I can live without it, I'll manage, I'll get used to it, things will happen, I'll turn to Hashem, Hashem will come upon us. Certain things that, model son, somebody needs a surgery or whatever, if he really needs it, he has to do it. Sometimes even, it's a mistake. But I call upon him, Kaveh el Hashem. That's the Dovah Melech saying. That's basically the side of the beginning of the Mizmah. The Mizmah that Hashem li lo yiva. Mimi Ephrod, Mimi Yiva. I'm not going to be afraid of anybody. I feel come like Mireyim Lechel Vesar. They want to eat me up. I'm with Hashem. That's because that was his attitude in life. I'm always turning to Hashem, waiting and hoping for Hashem to help me, and knowing that He wants to help me, just He wants me to turn to Him. I have to write to the second time, Kaveh Hashem. The Gemara says, if a person was disbalad and his tefillah was not makubim, ma yaseh, says he should disbalad another time. Like it says, Kaveh Hashem, chati yalim zibech v'kaveh Hashem. Don't give up. Never give up. Always, you davened and didn't happen, daven again, it may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year, next week, 20 years, it doesn't make a difference. But never give up, because Hashem wants that keshe between Him and us. You know, like the Chazal say, that the obvious segregation, that years and years without children, because Hashem is avilit filotin shel tzadikim. That's exactly what Hashem wanted. He wanted to see they're not giving up, they're turning to me, they're talking to me, interacting with me. Hashem is our Father. The thing that our Father wants more than anything else is there should be a keshe, an interaction between Him and His beloved children. So we should, Hashem Yizrach, take this chizuk. And these days are so close to Rosh Hashanah. And when they get to Rosh Hashanah, Mi'ez Hashem, and Aseres Me'tshuva, and speak to Hashem as we never spoke before, and say, Hashem, in the course of the year, I ran after this, and I ran after that, this is going to help, I need this, I need that, I think this can help, and that's going to help. And now I realize, the world is all about me and you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the other things are less important. And now, daven l'chvodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the malchus of Hashem revealed, and Hashem and Mi'ez Hashem will take care of me and Klal Yisrael.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.